Good morning, Carroll County, and happy July 4th. This is Carroll County Commissioner Steve Wance coming to you on Sunday, July the 4th, with the weekly Carroll County Commissioners Podcast. We are deep into the summer season now for sure, and with all things public safety that I usually try to talk about, I guess it's probably no mystery that I'm going to remind folks to be ever so mindful of all the outside activities that are occurring this time of year. It's been really, really hot lately. So we want to remember to make sure to hydrate and stay out of the sun if you need to, and just be mindful and beware of your surroundings. Certainly, we had a tragic accident in the past 10 days when it comes to motorcycles, so there's a lot more of that activity as well. So I'm just reminding folks to look, you know, slow down, enjoy the summer season, but at the same time, be incredibly mindful of what is going on around you. It's very important. It is also a time that we can have a thunderstorm pop up at any second. So keep your eye on the weather forecast. Everybody has a cell phone strapped around them somehow. I'm pretty sure everybody's got a weather app on your cell phones. Might want to keep track of that and be mindful as well of the safety needs that occur when a thunderstorm rolls into Carroll County. It can happen at the drop of a hat within seconds. So let's be mindful of that. So anyway, happy 4th of July. We are having our 4th of July fireworks. We're getting back to normal here, ladies and gentlemen, and we certainly do appreciate that. You know, as I've been traveling around, a lot of folks have been saying to me, you know, you all did a great job, and we appreciate all that you've done to get us back to normal. And my response is typically this: we're only as good as the folks that are in our county. And I must, again, give a huge thank you to everyone that paid attention, listened to the science, didn't make some of these things political like several of the folks did, including some people that work with me. You know, at the end of the day, common sense needs to prevail. I don't care what you think about how you interpret the Constitution, or what your rights are, or whatever. And I'm not going to get into that today. It's the 4th of July. But seriously, you know, the bottom line is this: the majority of our folks used common sense, which is a rarity these days. So I must applaud everyone that did. And we're going to get through this. We have. And that light at the end of the tunnel is here. So now I'm asking everybody, if you haven't, to make sure that you do get vaccinated. That's the next step. And apparently the vaccinations that we are receiving are incredibly legitimate. That's going to keep us out of trouble. I know there's another variant out there. Our health department and our folks there will keep an eye on that. But common sense, ladies and gentlemen. Also, be respectful for those that still do want to wear those political masks. let's try to be respectful of those folks, please, because there are folks that want to continue to do that. So be mindful. Also, the thing that's coming up a lot here too lately, because folks have had a rough 15 months, I see a little bit of an uptick in neighborhood disputes and those type of activities. Take a breath. Life is short, you know? Just calm down. There's always several sides to every story, and we'll be able to get through that. So enjoy summer. It's a fantastic time of year. And Carroll County is a fantastic place to enjoy summer with all the amenities we have, all of our parks, all of our restaurants, all of our agritourism areas. It's a great place to spend summer. So enjoy and relax. We'll have a great summer together. I want to bring up two folks that we just recently said goodbye to in as far as retirement goes. Number one, we had a young lady who worked for us in the commissioner's office for the past 13 years. Denise Hoover was one of our administrative assistants, and I say it often that we are only as good as the folks that we surround ourselves with, and Denise was the perfect example of that. She kept us on the straight and narrow, and that ain't easy, and I want to applaud her for her work. She actually worked, I think, with at least four, maybe five sets of commissioners in those 13 years. Can you imagine that challenge? Anyway, congratulations to Denise Hoover. She now will be enjoying a fantastic retirement, and I wish her and her family the best. I also want to say congratulations to Warden George Hardinger. George was a mainstay here in Carroll with our detention center. I know George and his family very well, and I've known them for many years. He is also retired, and wish him and his family the best and thank him for his years of service as the warden of the detention center. I often say that is one place, and I've visited it many times, but that's one place that I rapidly want to get out of when I'm in there. You know, if someone's thinking about being a knucklehead and doing something that's against the law, I'd love to take them for a tour in that jail for about 10 minutes, and I'm pretty sure they'd change their mind. Anyway, to George and his family, thank you, and I wish him the best in his retirement as well. A couple things going on here in the county, just to let you know. We're still working on our internet situation. We did receive two grants to light up two roads. One of them is Garrett Road, and the other is Halter Road, both in my district. And we're going to be getting that grant money and applying that as quickly as we can to make sure that we get the folks there on those two roads with internet. We are also working on other grant monies. There's relief monies that we're still receiving. Some of it is specifically for broadband and internet. So we're doing all that we can to continue to get the folks internet that need it. So bear with us. This stuff doesn't happen overnight, but we are getting there as quickly as we can. And we look forward to, at one point here in Carroll, having everybody that wants it the ability to get it. So we'll, again, working hard to do that. In this year's budget coming up, and it is after July 1st now, so now we are in fiscal year 2022, we put in our budget a three-year plan to harden all of the gravel roads in Carroll County. I've been working hard on that since I took office back in 2014. And I'm extremely excited to say that with the incredible work that our Department of Public Works does, they've come up with a plan, a three-year plan, that will harden our gravel roads. Now, interestingly enough, one thing that I've learned in this job is that you can't make everybody happy. So I've already had some folks complain about the fact that they don't want speedways in front of their houses. They want the gravels to remain. But trust me when I tell you this. This is going to save taxpayer dollars in the long run because we can do better maintenance, we can do better snow removal and better ice removal. It's just a better method for our folks who maintain our roads. And when we say harden, we're not talking about creating, you know, Indianapolis speedways here. We're simply going to harden these roads and eliminate dust and erosion and all of the things that come with a gravel road. So bear with us. That's a three-year plan, and we're excited to be able to bring that to our citizens as well. Finally, for me, one last item. We did hire a director of fire and emergency medical services. The gentleman who took that position left us and abruptly resigned. And as a result of that, we are now going to be hiring someone else. I'm not going to say a lot about this other than to say out of bad comes good. It's allowing all of us now to catch our breath and focus with the partnership of the Volunteer Emergency Services Association to move forward with the focus on emergency medical services and get us to where we need to be when it comes to the best combination system around. And that's what we're going to do. So we hope to have somebody on board by the end of July, and we will move forward with that as well. I want to remind folks that the 14 volunteer fire companies are not affected by this decision. They are still operating as they always have. And when you call 911 and get our great dispatchers, they will also be getting you the great help that you need. Where would we be in Carroll if we didn't have the fabulous folks in public safety, from our dispatchers to our EMS folks, our firefighters, and law enforcement, and everybody that's involved in public safety? So that's it for me. I want to say again, happy birthday to this great United States of America. Enjoy July the 4th. Enjoy your summer. Most importantly, make it safe and be very, very aware of your surroundings as you enjoy this beautiful weather. This has been Carroll County Commissioner Steve Wance from District 1 with your weekly podcast. Stay safe, everyone.